Breakfast with Matt and Alex.
No, I'm back to the real world.
On Triple J.
Dan, here we are for a potty. And what a beautiful one it is with you. Pretty packed little show.
Oh my God. I just realized what you've been doing this whole time.
What do you mean?
You absolute dirty dog.
I genuinely don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, don't you play dumb with me, mister.
Please. Elaborate.
You've been focused on this makeup thing for the last 3 days now.
Sure.
All right. You sit in front of me with a full face of makeup and you think it's just a coincidence. Just a sheer raindrop of chance from a cloud full of setups
and
pre-plans and lies. You think that just coincidentally, you in front of me with your makeup just happens to be only about 12 hours after CoverGirl named their first CoverGirl ambassador as a dude, James Charles. Here he is right now, the face of one of the world's biggest makeup brands, a dude.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to just swallow all the crap you're feeding me about wanting equality, you know, trying to understand what people go through, all that.
You're right. You've seen through my plan. I want to be the cover girl.
Well, guess what? You didn't get it.
James, damn it.
James Charles got it.
I was too late. Should have started earlier. But no, got a bit of an insight into the regime that gets done. And I was sitting there realizing, like, talking about not only the primer, but the eye primer and the eyebrow things that go into your eyebrows, not only thickening, like brushing them, but brushing them and applying a bit of color to them.
Mm.
But you can also get them tattooed, like, through the eyebrow. Someone spent $900 getting their eyebrows tattooed underneath.
Mate, think about the waxing, the fake tanning.
Yeah, the waxing, once every 3 months.
Oh, all of a sudden, a hairdresser, just because a woman's getting a haircut, chuck another hunji on the bill.
Ah, yeah. And it's you do less a lot of the time. Just along, my dad cut my sister's hair. Just go straight
dear.
Ruler across the
oh,
bottom.
Oh, dear.
Long ponytail.
That is no good.
I don't think that happens anymore. However, yeah, so props to you if you go through that. Because I was realizing sitting there, like, with all these different things and the different brands of makeup and what each of them do for your face and putting them in different spots. I've devoted all the time people do for learning that to, you know, who plays center half back for the Western Bulldogs, you know, and whether Joel Hamling, Premiership hero, will be traded at the end of the year. It's just what people are interested in.
Yeah, yeah. It's an interesting world.
Yeah.
And there's no right or wrongs unless you're forced to do something that you don't want to do.
Yes, exactly right. In which case, you shouldn't put up with that.
Do your best to rebel. Break the chain that creates the link to you and the system.
But it's up to us as well. You know, we got the text in during the week about cafe tips. Well, texting this morning saying, oh, I work at a cafe. The girl who puts on heaps of makeup gets lots of tips, and the girl who doesn't get so many tips. I got told, oh, maybe if you wore makeup, you'd get a bit more money. Well, that's up to us to not start dishing out money because of appearance, but rather the services that were rendered.
Now, another person has texted in and said, you've got to get over it. Appearance plays a very big part in our lives. This is just the world we live in. How do you feel about that?
Sure. It's slightly weighted though.
Hmm?
It's slightly weighted towards the females having to do, in general, the majority of the work.
This is true.
Doing the heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm.
And us blokes sit around and go, yeah, not good, whatever. I'm not going to devote the time and the energy that you do, but still want to get similar results.
World No Makeup Day. When do you think it is? World No Makeup Day. National No Makeup Day, April 25th.
All right. Well,
that might be America.
Isn't that Anzac Day?
Oh, so that's America.
Probably wouldn't be the best to
try and compete.
I would say not. But anyway, we'll look into it. Shout outs to you, and we will catch you in another podcast soon.
Bye.
Joining us in the studio, one of Canberra's best hip hop exports. It's Sally and Erica from Code of Conduct. Morning.
What a morning.
Thank you. Exports and experts.
Exactly right. In the studio to talk about the world of hip hop. Before we do, You must be very fit to be spitting those rhymes up on stage.
Great segue.
As you do.
Yeah.
How do we do it without getting bored like Matt does at the gym?
Well, we had this time where we thought it would be really cool if Sally and I were jump rope experts, you know, just like, you know, double dutch where
there's great skippers.
Yeah, and there's schoolgirls and they're all wearing skirts and everyone's happy and stuff. So we bought them online. Waited. Like
big, long skipping ropes.
Erica bought double dutch skipping ropes online, got them shipped to her house.
Took ages. We built it up. Like, we were so excited.
I bought leg warmers, like pink leg warmers. I bought a matching headband.
Outfits and all.
Yeah, we got real into it.
There's only two of you.
We realized this after we bought the ropes. And we went
there was no one just spinning the rope for you.
We realized when we got down to the basketball court, we were like, "But oh, so you stand there and I stand, but who's in the, oh, no one's in the middle."
Walking past, I could just see both of you just swinging a rope around, no one jumping.
There was no one to jump in the rope.
We ended up tying the other side of the rope to a basketball pole.
And one of you could jump.
Yeah, mediocre.
Oh,
very mediocre.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
So sad. Hey, well, thank you for coming in. We always like to find out about what's happening in the world of hip-hop. It's a big, crazy world out there.
It is.
And something's going on right as we speak.
Look, as we speak, there is a rapper trying to break a Guinness World Record for the longest rap marathon in history.
Okay, so rhyming for the longest continual time.
Right, yes. So 24 hours straight of rhyming. He's going to try for 26. And... well, there are some rules. 6 hours of it is new material. So he's actually just repeating 6 hours of it four times.
Oh!
I know. That was in the fine print on one of the articles I read. And I was like, you know what? Dude,
is it
done better.
His own raps or is he just rapping?
He's mixing his own raps and classics and new ones. So there's a lot in
there. I mean, to be fair, 6 hours of anything is long.
Yeah, but come on. It's Guinness World Records. I expect better, dude.
Well, I mean.
Well, do you? Because we've had a bit of it.
Yeah.
They were nominated for Crumb of the Year last year, Guinness World Records, for refusing to recognize our fastest request world record.
Oh, they straight up dogged us.
We smashed it.
They got the Guinness World Record for biggest crumbs because they totally stole it from us.
Exactly right.
Absolute thieves.
But let's just check in and see how the rap is going because a few hours in at the moment.
Yeah, like 3.5 hours. It's live streamed. Long Beach, Hawthorne, Gardena, from the towers in Watts, the hills of
Altadena, the home of the traffic and gangbang culture. I hope the way we do it. Now, do you know if he's got like a notepad or something with him?
No. So it's all off the top of his head from his memory.
6 hours worth of...
Yeah, so he gets a five-minute break every hour. And what I really want to know is how do you prioritize those breaks? Like, if you're thirsty, do you drink or do you poo? Do you need a poo in that 5 hour?
You do both at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have any options.
No, you don't, really.
You just sit with the bottle on the toilet and you go for health leather.
Yeah.
I say that like I do that all the time. I don't.
When you're doing a 24-hour marathon, you just gotta...
Well, yeah, so, I mean, look, it's pretty impressive anyone trying to break a world record. I remember my friend, I mean, we've tried it. You've tried twice now.
Well, I went for one and ended up equaling it only because it had gone up in the interim of me training to eating the most.
That's like ridiculous.
Wait, eating the most what?
Ferrero Rochers in 1 minute. Because I found it on the internet. The current record was 5. And I'm like, well, if I'm ever going to break a world record, I'm going to eat more than 5 in 1 minute.
And you trained for this?
Well, I had a couple of dry runs.
Man, that's just a Saturday night for me.
My friend tried to break the world record for longest nipple hair.
Oh.
He really grew it out for a long time. But the current world record, 17 centimeters.
Oh, no.
By Daniel Tuveri.
Oh.
So you should see this thing. Look at it. It is the most wiry, longest, like reaches his belly button almost. So we want to know.
The hair has to begin from within the areola.
Yes, and then it has to extend by 17 centimeters.
Well, if you've got the longest nipple hair, if you reckon you've got one that's longer than 17, you could be the best in the world.
So, I mean, let us know anything that you think you'd want to break the world record in.
Yeah, and then
give us your ideas.
Code of Conduct can rap about it. About your world record.
No. for 6 hours, four times.
Easy.
This morning on Triple J Breakfast, Matt and Alex, joined by Code of Conduct, Sally and Erica in chatting hip-hop and the current world record attempt for the longest hip-hop session.
Rap marathon.
The longest rap marathon.
Rap a marathon.
Is currently underway, going on over in the States. It's never like a big rapper that does something like this. It's always someone who wants to get their name out there.
Yeah, well.
So LA rapper Murs, M-U-R-S. He's attempting it. Always knew you was a freak, never thought you liked to watch. And I'ma call the cops next time you come to my job. My new girlfriend, she from the hood, she down the squad. And when she...
I mean, it's pretty impressive. Also, shout outs to the DJs that have to be there with him doing that. It's still going. Oh, God, so long into it.
You know what's interesting? No one's ever actually tried to break it before. So he's just doing it.
They've set him a 24-hour minimum.
Right. So that wasn't the last record.
No, that wasn't the last record. They've just said, you know what, you want this record? 24 hours.
If it's impressive, it's got to be more than 24 hours.
That's solid. Okay, so...
So he's sounding pretty good at the moment. It's only a couple of hours in so far.
He's looking tired, though, admittedly. He's got his rap hands, but they're kind of limp rap hands.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's only 4 hours in. But he's sort of just sitting in a chair by himself.
It's not a sad side.
It's not like there's heaps of people around.
It's not like he's even got snacks. You can't snack and rap. That's the problem, you know? Some records.
I know that the longest stand-up set was about 38 hours. Mark Watson did it. Lindsay Webb in Brisbane did it as well.
Yeah, interesting.
Tommy Tiernan did it.
Well, a few texts coming in on 0439757555 about your own world record attempts, which have been pretty interesting. I ate 3 pounds of bacon in 4.5 minutes. Whoa. At the bacon eating championships of 2015. That's got to be a record.
I just don't know about things like bacon eating championships. Well, they're outside of my sphere of life.
I don't know whether that is a record because Matt Megatoad Stoney. Is actually the world.
Wait, is that a rapper or is that an eater? Because it sounds like a rap name.
No, that's an eater. Matt Megatoad Stoney, one of Major League Eating's top 2 eaters in the world.
Should be a rapper.
Just set the bacon eating record by stomaching 182 slices of bacon in 5 minutes.
Now, is that the shortcut or is that the full rind?
I don't actually know, to be honest, but he ate more than 6 pounds of cooked bacon. So 3.5 pounds in a few minutes. That's
3 kilos of
that's
bacon.
That's nothing. 28,000 milligrams of sodium. So congratulations to him for still being alive, if that is in fact true. Me.
Did you guys used to try and set any records at all?
I did the whole Chubby Wubby. You know your marshmallows? You got your 1 Chubby Wubby, 2
That's such
Chubby
a mainstream
Wubby.
Record I know, to try break.
But I actually am curious about what the record is for Chubby Wubbies because I feel like everyone has attempted that at some point.
I've never heard of Chubby Wubbies before.
Well, I think I've heard of it as Fluffy Bunny. You've got to say Fluffy Bunny, not Chubby Wubby. But you'll put a marshmallow in, 1 Fluffy Bunny, another marshmallow, 2 Fluffy Bunny.
Right.
Chubby Wubby, okay. Same.
Well, there's no records on the internet for that. Maybe you could start it
maybe
now.
Maybe I could.
So
right
what, you
now?
Need to fit as many marshmallows into your mouth as possible.
Yeah. Or a few people have been attempting recently the longest Yeah Boy of all time. It's even part of the Triple J Bingo, which begins next week. Have you guys attempted a really long Yeah Boy yet?
I was Yeah Boying on the way here, actually.
On your bike.
I only had to stop because I was coming on
the radio.
Yeah, that's what you were doing when you walked in. You were in the Oi section because you'd been going from earlier on.
I was, so I'm gonna carry on as soon as I exit the studio.
All right, well, we'll leave you to that, Erica. And Sally, from Code of Conduct, thank you very much for telling us about hip-hop this week. Best of luck to Murs. 4 hours into his 26-hour hip-hop rapping marathon.
Have you guys got any shows coming up?
Next week, Adelaide.
Awesome.
Rocket Bar.
Okay, awesome. Well, hopefully see you there.
Thank you.
Let's have some Alex Leahy here. This is Ivy League. Matt and Alex joining you. Triple J Breakfast.
Triple J Breakfast with Matt and Alex.
Oh, yes, it's your boy Disco behind the ones and twos right now again.
Matt O'Connor on the buttons because things are getting a little bit interesting this morning on Triple J. Matt, being radio hosts, getting to talk to the people every day is great because usually you do not have to care about your appearance in any way.
No, nor do we. You're quite often rocking up. Actually, we cop a little bit of crap for some of the stuff we wear in the lifts. People going, just thought you'd wear the thongs today, did you?
You go to the gym? No.
I've been at work all morning looking like this.
I just wear runners. That's what I do. But so it's going to change this morning because we had a little conversation earlier in the week in which makeup was brought up, and that's why Eva Lawson, makeup artist, is in the studio with us. Good morning to you, Eva.
Hi.
Really good, thank you.
Good, thanks, Eva. Hey, we're wondering because Alex was quite shocked by the fact that Sarah from Brisbane, flight attendant in training, had to spend an extra half hour at the training with specific requirements on how to put on makeup and how much makeup to put on, and this is a thing that she couldn't claim tax, concessions for, and it was a bit of an eye opener for Alex and myself.
Yeah, I actually hear about that quite a lot. I get a lot of girls, anybody coming in who do have to wear a lot of makeup for work who've never worn makeup before, and it can all be quite intimidating for a lot of people. So I find I'm there just to kind of give them a guiding hand on what they've been told they now have to be a part of their life.
Have to do. That's the weird thing about this, right, which is something that was shocked us, that you have to do this to keep your job or to get your job or whatever.
And we got texts from people who either had to do it because their bosses or employment said, you need to wear makeup at this job, or just the societal pressure of going into an environment and feeling as if just getting these comments like, oh, are you okay? You look a bit tired or something like that.
You're not wearing makeup, not to mention the costs associated. So we're going to continue this makeup chat and explore it a little bit further because Alex Dyson...
I want to get an appreciation for what people go through every morning.
Yeah, we've got the next half hour to teach Alex what some people have to do all the time. And Eva, that's your job to make him look good.
Glad to help.
I had a terrible nightmare the other day where I thought I was sleeping with ghosts in the afternoon. I swear to God, a buddy ghost came into my house and jumped into bed with me. That is not a joke. All right? I think my house is haunted. Sticky Fingers, sad song. Don't just scoff. All right? This has scared me a lot. Sticky Fingers, sad songs. Name of that track. Hope you well.
Waiting for you to finish, man.
Oh.
Next week, mate, if you're playing Triple J Big Go, one of the squares is Alex cuts Matt off mid-boring story.
Well, you can't do that right now because I'm the one pressing the buttons today because you have got your hands full.
Yep, and about to have my face full as well. We had a really interesting chat this week to Sarah from Brisbane who had just started training as a flight attendant. And so I asked her something that surprised her from the training. What have you learned that you're like, oh, I didn't know that flight attendants had to go through these things?
So far, probably the amount of makeup we actually have to wear.
Oh, really?
What?
I'm doing my makeup right now while I talk to you. And you... they're like, you can do it in half an hour, but you have to put about 100 products on your face.
Really? Yeah. Is that guys as well?
No, the guys got out in half an hour, left early, and then we had to wait back for another hour just to learn how to do our makeup.
Well, but... this doesn't seem right.
How about that?
Yeah, look, a flight attendant here has texted and said, Molly from Queenstown, New Zealand, I work for a particular Australian ground crew airline. 3:15 a.m. starts. Our contract said that we had to wear full face, makeup including eyeliner, foundation and red lipstick. Can't count the number of times I'd be getting up at 2 a.m. getting my face on whilst my drunk housemates would be coming home from a night out. Weirdest moment I've ever experienced.
But yeah, as someone who hasn't done that much grooming, barely put on any moisturiser in my life, I've found it quite interesting having to... every morning, you know, whether it's for your job or just, you know, to try and society impress people or whatever it is.
Live up to societal expectations.
Yeah.
Whether they're right or wrong.
Yeah. I've just never been able to be bothered to do
that. You
don't
think you've got half an hour every day in you to please other people?
Yeah. Particularly adjusting my sleep patterns in order to allow for the time at which it takes. So I thought we'd try and get a bit of an insight this morning, protest a little bit, put on the face by inviting a makeup artist into the studio. Eva Lawson is her name. She was listening yesterday. We were talking about this and joining us now. Hello again, Eva.
Hi.
Eva, now, you work in makeup professionally.
I do.
And what's your main sort of main work in?
So mostly I'll do events, so I'll do a lot of birthdays and stuff, but also I like to give a little bit of time to sort of fashion, photography and editorial work.
Okay. Now, as far as faces go that you've come across during your careers, and there would have been many.
Lots.
How difficult a task is the one sitting in front of you right now?
Be as brutally honest as possible. This is no time to dance around the edges.
Well, it worried me a lot when you said you don't moisturize.
Right.
That's something I have to bring up.
Right.
I can't stress how important moisturizing is.
Because when I shave, that's the only personal thing I do every maybe 4 days.
And you don't even
use days.
Shaving cream.
Oh, God.
No, I just sort of take the razor to my face in the shower.
That sounds really bad.
You might as well literally cut your cheeks off with a knife because that sounds terrible.
Carving away.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not good.
So if you were to work on Alex today in a completely reasonable sense in that, you know, you're wanting to mimic what a flight attendant would have to do.
Yeah.
What is the process that you'll be going through?
Well, I've got a few steps here. So I've got my primer, which is
what's a primer?
The primer is going to create a barrier between your skincare and your makeup. But
what skincare?
Yeah, that's that's a big point there.
Okay. So we're going to have to take it. Just assume that I've already moisturized.
Normal flight attendant would have moisturized.
Yep. Okay.
And then we've got our foundation, and then we're going to go on to concealer. And some bronzer or contouring.
Yep.
Then we're going to powder. Then we've got our blush. And then we're going to do the eye primer,
so
the eyes.
So at the end of this, right, Alex Dyson will have 7 layers of something on his face.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to ask, first of all, how long will it take?
Yeah.
How much will it cost?
Ooh, okay.
If I'm getting my little time on.
Well, I know for myself I spend about 30 minutes.
Yep.
Most mornings doing mine. I'm quite quick nowadays, though. Cost-wise, we've got... So I'm looking at my primer here. That's about 40. Foundation, 70. Concealers, 30. Mascara's 30. My cheek palette, that was 110.
Okay. Now, this is...
Yeah.
I think we need to put some lines on my face to show how surprised I am at this because I can't see myself forking out that much.
It's a lot. A lot of people will spend like an excessive amount. I know myself, it's bad.
And that's the incredible thing because, you know, Sarah from Brisbane and many other people, you're forced to get it for your job.
Yeah, you're forced to get it, but you're not able to claim it on tax a lot of the time.
Yeah.
It's just something that society expects you to do.
Like if you're working in finance, can you claim makeup? Because it's not officially you have to wear it, but then they'd be like, some people would make faces at you and encourage you to shape up.
Well, look, we've only got, you know, about 15 minutes until the news. So why don't you get cracking on this goddamn mess in front of you. All right. And we will come back. Find out. Let us know the pressures when it comes to you and makeup and your attitude towards it. Guys or girls? 22 minutes past 7 and Alex Dyson has gone under the brush so far. Whoa.
We're 3 steps into my attempt to, just live a day in the life of someone who is forced or encouraged or feels pressured to wear makeup for work or have to put it on every morning to go out, step out of the house with the face on. And we're 3 steps deep with makeup artist Eva Lawson as well. Now, from memory, Eva, what we popped on first with the primer, full face.
Full face, all over.
Went with the foundation after that.
Yep.
Full face.
Full face.
Then popped on a bit of concealer. Now, you target the areas, my particular problem points, the breakfast radio bags that sit below my eyes.
They were dark. Oh, dark and heavy.
So you had to do the double dip with the brush, did you?
I actually brought one of my strongest concealers today.
Oh, no.
A little bit of eye cabin baggage hanging down there. So that's good. And so it's taken the length of a song, four minutes or so to get all that. And that's you putting it on. It's not me in the mirror because I'm not that great at doing it thus far. So that's pretty good. How's my face looking?
It's looking different. I have to say, it looks like there's something on it, but less lines.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, you're looking smoother.
I definitely say more radiant.
Yeah, there's a bit more of a glow.
Now, do you consider me a better person as a result of my glowing features? Would you be more inclined to talk to me, to chat to me, to buy things off me, to accept peanuts from my little cart.
I wouldn't, but someone here on the text line says, I work as a waitress. There's a girl who always wears caked on makeup and gets great tips. My manager always tells me if I put more effort into my own makeup, I could get the same.
Really?
That's what Beth from Melbourne says. Kate says, anyone who is in customer service roles should always be well presented. I wouldn't want to be served by someone who looks like they just rolled out of bed. I work in a pharmacy.
Yeah, goodness. But so is that work on both genders as well, though? Would that be a person, a male who came out without makeup on, or a female?
I don't know. Even, I mean, you must also have worked with people who do this for medical reasons as well. There's people on the text line who says, I started wearing makeup because I had really bad acne and wanted to cover it up. Now, as an adult, I feel gross without makeup on. Do you find that it really is a confidence builder for people who have... who are sensitive about their appearance?
Yeah, no, I actually had a client. It was actually, well, it was a charity function for the homeless. And I actually had a man come in who had really bad scarring all down his face. It was like discolored. And it was like really quite, his face appeared quite warped. And that was one of the reasons why he struggled to get work.
Mm.
So we actually had to sit him down and teach him how to do that and stuff like that. So that was actually completely affecting his life in so many different ways.
Yeah, that's goodness. Cool.
Well, we're going to continue on with my own face here. We've got a few steps to go. What's next?
So next I'll go for the contour.
All right,
or the bronzer.
What does the contour do? Because it seems like Alex had lines on his face.
Yeah.
Right?
Just not the right kind of lines.
You then covered them up and now you're about to put them back on again. Well, I'm struggling to see what the point of this is.
And in cricket, South Africa has won the final one day against Australia in Cape Town by 31 runs. Australia was all out for 296.
Thank you very much, Ruby Jones.
Hey,
thanks,
problem.
Ruby.
Oh, you're looking nice, Alex.
Thanks very much.
Oh, very polished.
I just woke up like this.
Now, Ruby Jones, how do you feel about Alex Dyson's makeup job?
Look, it's looking great. It's looking pretty natural, actually. You just look like a nice version of yourself.
But I mean, you're kind of a little bit. You're kind of a little bit rolling.
Oh, you
your
saw
eyes.
Me roll my eyes. No, it's just when boys start playing with makeup, they all just go, "Oh, wow."
Like, is this primer, so the same primer as we used with...
Yeah, and you really have to use all of these things and...
Whereas you've been doing this for how long now?
Oh, like since I was like 12, right?
Yeah, you know? Okay.
For sure. So what's your experience with employment and makeup?
Yeah, well, I mean, before this I was doing quite a bit of TV journalism, and so you obviously have to wear a lot of makeup when you do that. And so I did have a whole heap of it. And it's been really nice. One of my favourite things about working in radio is the fact that I just don't have to do that anymore.
Do the male TV presenters wear makeup as
well?
They
do, yeah. They wear powder and stuff like that, but the amount that they wear is different. I think you can tell that when you look at the news and you see a male and a female presenter next to each other. You know, you can just notice that the female one generally has a lot more on.
Eva, how do you feel about society's pressures and makeup? I mean, this is your business. This is your game. You'd hate to give away that sweet dollar bill, but surely you have an opinion on whether, you know, we rely too much on it, or there's too much, you know, basis on it.
I definitely think we do rely too much on it. Like, I love makeup. Like, obviously, it's my job. But I do find it's a little bit ridiculous. And, like, I get some people coming to me who are just so stressed out about this.
Yeah.
And I actually had a friend call me up the other week who's really upset. She just got a job at a hotel in Sydney. And her manager sent her home on the second day, was like, you need to start wearing makeup. And she doesn't wear much. And then she came back the next day and he was like, no, you're not wearing enough.
Wow.
Go home and put on more.
Someone who actually works at a hotel here has texted in, said, this is the grooming guidelines are as follows for my job. Full makeup, including earth tone lipstick and eyeshadow, stockings of 20 denier and above, only natural coloured hair of length is below the shoulder. It must be tied up in a ponytail. If length is below the shoulder. I must be tied up in a toned ponytail, only natural coloured nails, all skirts and dresses can't be any shorter than 5 centimetres above the knee, must wear heels, nothing smaller than 5 centimetres, cannot be oversized block heels, stilettos are acceptable, no visible tattoos or piercings. So those are the...
I'm exhausted just listening to that list.
So every single day that's it, otherwise people will not go to your hotel.
Well, I've got the eyeshadow on here, we've done one eye, I've got a bit of lace teddy colour, just natural colour on the lid of the eye, but to make it contouring. Eva's actually blended risque with sexpresso together. So that's what's giving me the shape around the
colors.
Eye to make me a little bit open. But I'm going to try my own eye on the other side.
Oh, final question. Do you use cruelty-free products?
I have a mix just because, like, I always get asked that question. I try to, but honestly, within the makeup industry, it is very difficult. Mm. So when I work, like if I've done any TV work, the range for what's acceptable on TV, so like HD makeup that works with different lighting, is really difficult to track down. Okay. And it can get really expensive because it all comes out of my own pocket.
Sure.
So most of the stuff I have today is, there's about one or two which aren't, but it does get really difficult.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right, well, thank you very much. We'll keep checking in.
And keep an eye on the Matt and Alex Facebook as well to see how it's come through. But, yeah, definitely getting appreciation for not only the, you know, the cupboard space in the bathroom with which this would take up.
I have a whole IKEA drawer.
Yeah, the time that's taken, everything that goes into you're presenting so yourself with those particular
now,
ones.
Now, Alex Dyson, if you don't look like this tomorrow,
oh, no.
I'm going to send you home, champ. I didn't turn the mics on a bit earlier because you would have heard Alex Dyson squealing.
I was going,
as his eyelashes were being curled upwards.
It looks like a dental contraption of this metal thing that you wrench on scissors on your eyelashes.
Eva Lawson, thank you so much for dropping by, helping Alex understand what many women around Australia go through every morning. Based on societal pressures or their workplaces. So you can check out a video of Alex. The before and after shots will be up very, very shortly. You've done an incredible job.
Thank you so much.
I do have to apply my own on my right eye.
I'll do
that later on. After this!
Didi Dumbo has released his debut album, Utopia Defeated.
The blood seeps out like the wounds of a wars.
With a backbone of frenetic percussion, the release sees guitars and horns all held down by his uniquely expressive voice.
See them fires burn through the town.
Utopia Defeated by Dee Dee Dumbo, our feature album on Triple J.
Yes, and who better to review it than a man I was hanging out with over the weekend, albeit very briefly, my dad. Hello, Daddy Mac.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, quite okay.
It's a bit different, isn't it, talking to you in the mornings when instead of in the afternoon when you were cruising the Rhine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, you sound so depressed now.
Are you okay, Mac? You had a holiday recently. You're back in Australia. You're feeling you want to be back out there cruising the rivers of Europe.
No, I'm back to the real world.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, I'm feeling you right there. I reckon a lot of people around Australia are driving to work today going, I've got exams, first exams, just the same as you, Mac. But
how was home life treating you? Is everything good? Are the chickens okay?
Yeah, I'm back to normal life.
Yeah.
The chicken seems to be very happy. They're doing their old tricks and everything. So,
Not feeding water, not thinking about much.
No.
That's true. Was it good to see your son over the weekend?
Oh, very great.
Yeah, see? we get along, don't we, mate?
Yeah.
Good times. Pick me up from the train station, everything. Although, you never give me a lift to the airport, mate. Anyways, look, I don't want to get into it on air.
Does Matt hit you up for a lift back? They keep going. Oh, you going that way, mate?
I'm always asking for a lift, and I'm always asking you too much of your dad.
We're going to a wedding. You are not going to the railway station.
I was going to a wedding. Looking sharp.
Looking for a designated driver. Was he back?
Hey, Dad. I was pretty impressed to hear about. I mean, because you touched on it briefly last time we chatted, but the dental conference you're in Poland. I didn't realize how big it was. I mean, you were basically representing Australia, mate.
Yep. And ordered about, I think, 40 or so Australian dentists at the conference.
Mm.
And guess what?
What?
I'll have to hold the Australian flag into the conference hall room, you know.
Oh, so you were the flag bearer.
No, you with a couple of other people, right?
You were the Anamese of the World Dental Conference for Australia, Mac.
Yeah.
So.
No, I was holding the flag and singing, Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
As you do a shoey as well, Mac? This was off the hook.
So what? There was a whole group of you holding the flag. Like, is this literally like the Olympics, the dentist Olympics?
I think 40 of us holding the flag.
As you walked around the big conference center in Poland. Oh, my God. Well, I hope you brought home
Instead of the Southern Cross with stars, they replaced it with wisdom teeth.
Yeah, with fillings. Well, I hope you brought home some gold, mate. Good stuff. Well, look, we've got you. Reviewing the feature album this week, now that you've got plenty of time sitting around in the lounge room to listen to it, Dee Dee Dumbo. The album is Utopia Defeated. We're about to play a track called The Day I First Found God.
Okay.
What did you think?
Ask him where he found God.
Ask him that, all right.
Okay, why? You've been looking, mate.
I've been looking for God for
Still haven't found him?
Nope.
God wasn't at a dental conference in Poland.
Oh, I don't think so.
All right.
Where does God go to the dentist?
Yeah, I wonder. I can imagine he'd be into his sweets.
Yeah.
Loving a bit of the sugary stuff. All right, here it is, The Day I First Found God. It's up our feature album this week, back with my dad's verdict after this. You're on Triple J, it's Thursday morning. Matt
well,
and Alex.
An apple a day keeps the nudity away.
Triple J. Matt and Alex with you, and someone else who's been looking for God. Daddy Mac also on the phone. My dad reviewing that album. Utopia Defeated, Dad. What'd you think of the whole album?
I think it's quite interesting sound. But you cannot actually pinpoint the type of music to any particular, like a pop or blues or soul or whatever.
It's not really genre-specific.
It refuses to get in the box, doesn't it? It's like when you're trying to put a mud crap in that bucket and it keeps wriggling around, refuses to get in there.
Yeah, it's very difficult to actually pinpoint exactly what the beat is or what... But, I mean, of course, it's a debut album and it's a creative artist, you know.
Yeah, you say he sounds like a few different people?
Yeah, you can see this. His voice occasionally veers into Chet Faker.
Ooh. Sting.
Nick Murphy.
Sting and Gautier, hey?
Yeah. Excuse me.
Oh, Dad, mate.
You sound like me last night. I woke myself up with my own coughing. It was no good.
You got a sore throat.
Yeah. But it got great percussion, bluey type of sound, mm-hmm. and then it can remind me of Motown, especially in Toxic City. You know, the sound is just like Motown.
Motown stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, a bit bluesy.
And, yeah, as I said, but the lyrics are not clear to understand as such. It just, the voice is very pain and terror and wailing. Somebody like crying for something.
You just want to go give him a hug, do you, Mac?
What?
You want to go give him a hug and just say, it's okay, you don't need to be in pain.
Yeah,
he seems to be worrying a lot about the world.
Yeah, exactly.
What did you do when Matt, when he was nice and little, you know, what did you do to make him feel all right if he was a bit scared, maybe if there was a bit of thunder outside? How did you calm him down?
Oh, I just get him out and then walk with him to see that there's nothing to fear. Yeah.
That never happens. Hey, let's find out what you think about the whole thing.
Matt's dad, Mac O'Kine, gives this week's feature album 4 out of 5 stars.
Oh, pretty good score in the end there,
yeah,
Mac.
You're loving it, mate.
Good work. Thank you very much for that review.
Hey.
Very original.
Okay. Hey, Dad, someone here has texted in and said, I haven't been to the dentist for 15 years. I'm scared. What should I do? What do you suggest?
Oh, I think it should go back to his dentist.
Just go back.
Also, Mac, you've got a few hobbies, you know. We've said going to dental conferences in Poland being one of them, catching mud crabs around Rainbow Beach another. Do you ever get down the bingo hall?
Bingo?
Yeah.
What do you mean, bingo hall?
Yeah, have you ever played bingo?
No, actually, I'll tell you something funny.
Yeah.
When we are calling the numbers for the thief that we have.
Yeah.
And we say, we have the numbers like 1514, this thing. And then this child said, oh, are you playing bingo on my teeth?
Playing bingo on what?
Bingo on his teeth. Oh. 1475.
Oh, very good. Well, Triple J Bingo has been announced to be starting once again next Monday. If you head along to triplej.net.au, Mac, you'll be able to download your card, much like the rest of Australia, and get to up to 12 music festivals over the summer. It'll be an endless summer, which you'll be all about, I think.
Yeah.
Back partying after coming home.
What about this weekend, mate? What are you looking at doing?
Oh, I'm just hoping that it rains and then I'll have to do something about the plants I've got outside. Better, so.
You're living the life, Dad.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you soon, mate.
Okay.
Even bigger next week on Triple J, the return of Triple J Bingo. We put up a card of things to listen out for to the radio across the week. And should you get 5 in a row, you could be winning a Triple J Endless Summer Festival pass. We've got a double pass to 12 different festivals you can win. We've got a prize for every time zone. So you just need to win in your time zone to take it out. And someone we've actually got in the studio who won it last year is Courtney. Morning to you, Courtney.
Hi, guys.
Pretty pumped. Bingo back again.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was pretty coincidental because you've just come in with Eva, the makeup artist. Just you're a friend. You came in and then you were like, oh, I won the bingo last year.
Just casually.
Yeah.
So yesterday I was listening to the program. I listened to Triple J quite a lot, which is definitely a strategy. You can't just start next week. You have to, it's like a lot of training into it. So I messaged Eva to be like, you have to call up. You're a makeup artist. They need a makeup artist. So last year when it was running, we got the prize of 10 festivals that I went to with my sister. So I definitely recommend to have someone that's not only good going to festivals, so someone that you can put up with for that amount of time, but someone that's going to be able to share the, because it's a bit of a drooling race.
Right,
yeah. Because you listen from a 6 a.m. The Breakfast Show all the way through to Goodnights with Linda Mariano, and you've got this year's board, which you can get from triplej.net.au, printed out,
in front of me.
Cross them off when you hear the things that happen. What sort of stuff are you going to be listening out for this year?
Well, yeah, so as you said, you need to start listening from 6. There's a few for Matt and Alex here. So when someone wins, when obviously this hasn't started yet, but when someone says cabin baggage, and all the way through to Linda Mariano. So just have to be ears glued.
Now, you won 10 festival passes.
That's right.
Did you go to all 10?
So me and my sister went to 8 of the 10. There was one that was on the same weekend, so couldn't have gone to that one. Can't be in 2 states at once. And then there was one which we were in Japan for. So went to all of them that we could have gone to.
Oh, my
talking
gosh.
Talking things, you went to Laneway, you went to Falls.
Yeah.
All from listening to Triple J.
Yeah, yeah.
And downloading the bingo card.
Damn. Well, it's awesome.
It starts next Monday, but the card is up, ready to get your ears prepped. So triplej.net.au for that one. And stick with us because we've got plenty of music this morning. Thank you so much, Courtney.
Thanks.
Are you going to be entering again this year?
Exactly, yeah.
All right.
Oh, you got some stiff competition right now.
I do, yeah.
We've got a very special guest in the studio, winner of the Barry Award at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Great lady. Good morning, Zoe Kuzma.
Hi.
Now, first of all, just apologies if this is an unusual breakfast radio interview in the sense that I'm wearing a full face of makeup. Earlier on today, we had a makeup
artist. Hey, you don't need to explain. It's fine. You look beautiful.
Exactly,
look
right. Thank you very much.
Whatever makes you feel good.
It's mainly just to for Alex to get the experience of what a flight attendant has to go through every single morning and various people who are forced to wear makeup and it's part of their job.
Working in hotels. Clowns,
yeah.
These sort of people.
The whole clown situation. Zoe Kuzma, would you consider yourself a clown?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't consider myself a clown.
Really?
No.
You put makeup on and perform on stage, make people laugh.
You do, and then you're pretty physical, like on stage. Yeah. A lot of physical comedy, but...
Yeah, I just wouldn't call it clowning.
Okay.
Do you juggle?
I don't juggle. No, I can't. I've got really bad hand-eye coordination, actually.
What size shoe do you wear?
Like a 27.
Well, there it is.
Because this clown thing is sort of, it's gotten to the stage now where it's just a bit stupid,
clown's
isn't it?
Clown's gone wild. I love that with all this creepy stuff that the actual clowns have come out.
Like, yeah, I know.
So they should.
They've come out and gone like, hey, stop. tarring us with such a bad brush. You know, clowns are lovely. They're friendly, you know, for us in the clown community. As though they're... If you think about it, there's no such thing as a real clown. Like, they're not... They don't wake up. It's still makeup. Like, yeah. They wake up in the morning. Like, stop discriminating against us. It's like, take the makeup off.
My culture is not a costume sort of thing.
Yeah, it's not, it's not quite the same, isn't it?
Walking around in clown face, scaring people. It's offensive.
You're walking around in clown face. That's how you do it.
Although people would argue that clowning in general is actually a whole racial history based in...
Oh, yeah.
Olden day times. Oh. Let's not get into that. Zoe Coombs-Ma, I saw you yesterday.
I know, we ran into each other at the pub.
Yeah, we did. Surprise, surprise. Alex Dyson's looking at me, not at all surprised.
It wasn't that late, to be fair.
Yeah, it was still daylight outside and I was on my way to get some noodles and you...
It was just so wasted. I saw him punch a man.
No, and you were on your way to see a documentary.
Yes.
What'd you see?
Because I'm very classy. I went to see the Louis Theroux Scientology one. I think it's called My Scientology Movie, but everyone goes, oh, the Louis Theroux one.
So yes, pretty much.
Yeah.
Did it change your opinion about Scientology much?
No. Not really. No, okay. It's quite funny. Like, he deals with it in quite a funny way. I think it's not like, did you see Going Clear, that other one?
I haven't watched it.
That's quite intense. Like, it's quite heavy hitting and it's a lot about, I mean, there's like tons of allegations of abuse that's happened within there. And David Miscavige, who's the sort of leader of Scientology post L. Ron Hubbard leaving his body. It's about Louis Theroux trying to make a movie about Scientology and then getting in trouble, as we might.
So he wants to talk to them about those particular issues and give them a chance to, you know, say exactly from their perspective what's going on. But because, you know, that things can happen and people can do that, they get quite secretive. And then so making a movie about the attempts to make a movie, try to infiltrate this one, it's a very meta film.
It is. And then it becomes about them kind of trying to block him. And yeah.
So are you religious at all?
No, I'm not. I mean, I was brought up sort of like Catholic light. You know, we used to go
diet Catholic.
Yeah, diet Catholic. We used to go to we'd go to church, but we didn't drink the wine. We had like low cal wine. We used to go on like Christmas and Easter. It's more like a cultural kind of family.
Sure. Okay, so it was a family. Your family based in that religion?
Well, my dad was a Catholic priest. Not anymore.
There you go.
Clearly not.
He only went at Easter and Christmas.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like maybe he just kind of binged really early in life. He got it all out of the way. He can do the mass in Latin. He took a lot of confession and then he went, this sucks.
That's interesting.
And he left.
Wow. Okay. So he didn't sort of like force it on you too much or anything?
No, because by that point he was like disillusioned. He'd already had the, hang on a second, this is not real moment. And then he, after that, you know, broke with the church and had kids.
I know he's put in a lot of effort, obviously, into it, and he's probably done a lot of good in his time. But when you have a sort of moment like that, how do you say, oh, I've spent a lot of my life doing something which I now don't necessarily believe he'd agree with, whatever conclusion he came to?
Yeah.
Did he find it difficult to then not think, oh, I've wasted it, or something like that?
Well, I wasn't around when this was going on because Catholic priests are celibate, and
yes.
So it wasn't in my lifetime. But he left, and his mum, he had to move back in with his mum. He had no, there's all these really bizarre details. Like, he had no life skills or job skills or anything. He was like, well, I guess I can do the mass in Latin. That's pretty much it. It's useless. And he only had one outfit, and it was a safari suit that someone had gifted him. So he was like, went back to live with his mum. He's wearing a safari suit with no job skills. And his mum told everyone, which I think is kind of understandable, actually. She sort of told everyone that he'd gone mad and that's why he'd left. So he was sort of like in his sort of around, you know, his home neighborhood. And everyone was like, hello, how are you?
And he was in a safari suit quoting them the Latin.
He's like, I'm fine.
Matt and Alex joining you for your Thursday morning breakfast, and with us, Zoe Coombs-Marr, comedian in the studio. Hello again, Zoe.
Hello again, Alex. You're just looking more and more beautiful. So lovely.
Well, he is, yeah, just trying to understand what people go through with the daily makeup regime based on employment.
You know, most people don't have professional makeup artists come into their work no. and do it for them.
No, but I
just,
you
not,
need
it's
to.
It's actually quite different, really, isn't it?
You need to learn somehow, and so I applied my own eyeshadow. I used the teddy bear one for the eyeball, and then to sort of blend that in.
It was. This is where you're going wrong.
Oh, is that why it's stinging it currently? Yeah. And then the
trying to colour in all these white bits. That's right, isn't it?
And then Sexpresso actually is the one that's giving me that sort of shape around the eyeball, which is nice.
What are your thoughts on makeup? So
I clearly. Not much. I don't really wear it. The most makeup skills that I have is gluing fake hair to my neck to play a man on stage. But I'm really good at that. Actually.
But you also got some solid nosebleed action happening on stage as well.
I like a bit of. I have my nose pierced, and that's the only reason why. I don't think it looks cool. I don't like it. It looks stupid on my face.
Is that why your nose is pierced?
That's why my nose is pierced.
Just so you can have fake blood on stage.
Yeah, well, because I have like a catheter tube that goes through a needle that goes into my nose and I pump fake blood through it. Actually, so it comes out of my actual
Have I ever addressed my beef with you?
What is no?
Have I never expressed my beef with you?
Maybe, I don't know.
I got a beef, Zoe Coombs-Marr.
You do the same thing.
Remember when we were doing, that's how I fake nosebleeds all the time. You've stolen my trick. No, you know when we did that show at on SBS, right? The stand-up show.
Oh, yeah. I bled all over the microphone before you had to go on, right?
Well, yeah, but you also.
And the stage was all sticky.
Yes,
yeah.
You've
talked about this. You've whinged about it before, okay?
What do you use for blood?
It's, I don't want to tell you now. It's just blood. It's just blood, man. It's just
real blood. What do you use?
It's like syrup, golden syrup.
Yeah, and it's sticky as hell.
Yeah,
I was stuck on stage after. I couldn't move.
Yeah, but you were fine. Oh, you did fine. Mate. I think I gave you some material.
Massive
beef. Like, oh, what's going on? The stage is sticky. I'm like, he's really in the moment.
All right, so we were chatting. You were talking about a story before about your father leaving the Catholic Church. But then you also, the song Two Vines, it pricked your ears up about something.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about that lesbian nun couple? I think they were in Italy. There was two ex-nuns, clearly, now, and have married each other.
So they met in the nunnery.
Yeah.
Is that
presumably.
The word?
Yeah.
Sisterhood?
Yeah, they met as nuns and then fell in love and then went, hang on a second, this isn't for us, and then they've left and gotten married.
So do you know when Italy allowed same-sex marriage?
I'm not sure. I think everyone's done it already. A whole rest of the world got together and they're like, this has got to stop. And then Australia was busy. We were not there.
Yeah, the plebiscite getting shut down earlier. You are doing a show coming up, Trigger Warning. It's on the 14th and 15th, A Giant Dwarf in Sydney.
I am.
You're going to be playing. You're going to be playing your character, Dave.
I'm going to be doing my beautiful makeup skills with the hair.
Hair everywhere. The one who bleeds through the nose. How do you feel about Dave? Is this the last time we're going to see him?
Possibly. I sort of said that after the first show that I did with him. I was like, yeah, I'm done with it. And then someone was like, what would you do next? What would Dave actually do next? And I was like, oh, he'd probably go to Gaulier in France and study clowning. And then I just found that idea so funny. That I had to do this show, but that hasn't happened again. So I'm not like, oh, now he's gonna. Yeah, I think I sort of have to start being myself on stage.
So you don't like the whole clowning thing, the whole clowning people terrorizing the streets as clowns. You don't like, but you're playing a character who jokingly goes to clown school and is a clown.
Yeah, and takes it quite seriously because I think there's nothing funnier than people taking anything seriously, really. But if that thing is clowning, it's just gold.
It is this weekend, 14th and 15th of October, Friday, Saturday night, Giant Dwarf, Sydney.
Thank you so much, Zoe Coombs-Marr, for dropping by.
In his loss to the 110th ranked German qualifier.
Thank you very much, Ruby Jones.
This is so weird looking at you, Alex.
Why? What's
you going look on? So different.
What do you mean?
It's funny, isn't it? Because it's just like a little bit of a little bit. I mean, aside from just the tiny flicker of eye
liner
that you've got sort of sweeping up to the sides on your side, and it's kind of the not quite natural lipstick, but it's there. Just even just your skin in general looks different.
Yeah,
right?
Trying to just get a bit of an insight as to what many people go through before work in the morning. Their work makes them appear, in quotation marks, presentable. But what is presentable? Is it a face of makeup? I popped it on, got a makeup artist, Eva Lawson, in, and I'm looking pretty schmick.
She did a great job. Like, it's beautiful makeup.
As Zoe Kimsmar pointed out, who was just a guest on our show before, that, I mean, not everyone gets a professional makeup artist to do it every day. Had you done it while eating the Vitawits with tomato and avocado in the car, in the rearview mirror, you know, in traffic maybe.
Do not apply and drive, definitely not. But it's quite interesting getting, because I couldn't see myself just opening the medicine cabinet, pulling out my brushes and stuff and start putting them on, because you do look slightly better, I guess. You're covering up these things, but whenever I think of it, I'm like, the things you have to go through to get there, it's not worth going through it and just, you know.
Yeah, I stopped wearing makeup.
Your normal makeup is fine.
Yeah, I stopped wearing makeup to work a while ago. I mean, partially just because, you know, we get up pretty early.
Yeah.
And well, so that extra time, and like, I want it in bed rather than putting on makeup.
Well, I don't think I even noticed that.
Well, for the first 2 weeks in this job, I did come to work wearing makeup, and then I went, nah, staying in bed.
So, I mean, what about your skin, Alex Dyson? When you were growing up as a teenager, how'd you feel about your skin? Did you get pimples and stuff?
Yeah, I got the pimples and things. But they're the kind of thing, like, when you see someone who has makeup over their, you know, pimples or acne or whatever thing, it doesn't hide it for good. It's like, oh, there's someone with makeup over their pimples, which is fine.
Sure.
But, you know, what else do you do?
Yeah, well, when I've had bad skin, I've really liked that I've been able to cover it up. You know, it just gives you a little bit more confidence.
Yeah, and it makes you feel, even if people can maybe see
you
that,
know, they can still kind of
well,
see
I mean, you can see the what's it called, like the contour, like the... You can see that it's rough, but it makes you feel better, you know? I mean, that's the main thing.
Do you feel better or worse now that from the 2 weeks that you wore makeup to not wearing makeup? Is there any difference between the two at Triple J?
Well, I still find it kind of hard because, you know, there's obviously other parts of the ABC, and sometimes you go to the TV area and everyone looks really polished and I kind of go, oh, you know. But I quite like it, you know. I really do kind of like not having to do it.
Excellent. Well, a video will be going up later today of the whole process to see how it all goes. If you did miss it earlier on, thank you very much, Ruby.
No problem. See ya.
Breakfast with Matt and Alex on Triple J.